It's Full Metal Jackie on the show with us this week. We've got comedian Brian Posehn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Really good. Great to see you. We're here to celebrate the release of your comedy and metal album, Grandpa Metal. Hilarious title, by the way.
Thank you.
and it's out now, and a lot of amazing guest performers on Grandpa Metal, which represent many different genres and generations of metal.
Yeah, for sure.
What do you miss most about metal sort of describing an all-inclusive genre rather than this like collection of differing sub-genres we've got now?
Oh, I don't know that I do. I mean, you know, sure, I grew up with traditional, but, you know, then I got into thrash, when, you know, so that was already like dividing in the 80s. And then, you know, but I also liked the other stuff that you weren't supposed to like if you like thrash. So I've always been like more metal as it, yeah, like, well, I guess, so I guess I'm right. I guess you're right. I like it more when it was just metal.
Just metal, yeah. I mean, sort of now it's like everyone is very, that's not metal enough, or that's not the metal kind of metal I like.
Right.
And I feel like, you know, we're always going to be the underdog if we are even fighting each other.
It's right.
Like, good metal is good metal.
Yes, for sure.
Comedian Brian Posehn with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jackie. His new record, Grandpa Metal, is out now. Here's a tune from it. And this one features guest appearances from Testament's Chuck Billy, Exodus' Steve Zetra Souza, and late Huntress singer Jill Janis.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Posehn is my guest on the show tonight. We're talking about his new metal, comedy metal record called Grandpa Metal. And humor was always an underlying facet of metal, even though it was often subtle and less than obvious. Why is it important to reestablish that connection with Grandpa Metal?
Well, for me, that's my favorite stuff, is when there is a crossover, when there's a combination of comedy and metal. I mean, sure, I love it when metal's serious, but some of my favorite stuff growing up is when, you know, SOD, this record is really inspired, and Scott's all over this record, but right. It's inspired by him. Like, I was a teenager, you know, I was actually going to junior college. I'd just gotten out, and I was gonna be a DJ, and then I found that record, and I thought that record was so funny. I remember putting that record on this reel that I did, and it's like going way back to that and Scatterbrain,
all those, so good.
Yeah, where you're right, a lot of metal is so serious, but it, when you combine it with you know, jokes, it can be really great.
Brian Posehn's new comedy metal record, Grandpa Metal, is out now. It's Full Metal Jackie. Coming up, music from Megadeth. Gonna check out a new tune from Lamb of God. Brian's gonna be picking music. Justice Weekly Pick from the Pit is coming up right after this.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Brian Posehn on the show with us tonight. His new metal record, Grandpa Metal, is out now. And, you know, as we mentioned, collaboration was a key part of the songs on Grandpa Metal coming together. How much of that process was reminiscent of hanging out with your friends to discuss and debate your favorite bands?
Huh. Not a lot, because so many people, a lot of the guest vocals didn't phone it in, but everybody kicked ass, but they all recorded out of town. Like, all the Bay Area people recorded up in the Bay Area, so unfortunately there wasn't like a big hangout for this other than the people I wrote it with. So you know, Scott Ian and Brendan Small and myself and Joe Troman, we hung out in a room together, but everybody else kind of sent their things in. Bumblefoot, you know, I asked him to be on the record in an email, and then he sent me his recording the next day. But so
how cool is that?
Yeah, and when Jill, you know, from Huntress recorded, I wasn't here, so like I missed all the cool stuff, like everybody recording, and then I just got to hear it and go, oh, this is gonna be awesome. Like I've got this amazing record.
The Take on Me covers is really great, by the way, and it just was like, it was really cool to hear something with Jill's voice on it that I had not heard.
Right, and have you heard the other song, Goblin Love, yet? That one I'm really proud of because she's hilarious on it, and she was like, I didn't get to be in the studio, but was talking to her before and, you know, knew that she would crush it. And then I had to re-record my vocals because she crushed it so hard that I had kind of half-assed my goblin voice, but she committed so hard to doing a goblin voice that I was like, I guess I got to re-goblin my goblin.
Never heard anybody have to step up their goblin voice.
No, she made me. She rose the bar in goblin voices.
Brian Posehn is with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. His latest record is called Grandpa Metal. Coming up this hour, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. New music from Queller Talk, Nightwish, and more with Brian.
Full Metal Jackie, Brian Posehn on the show with us tonight. We're celebrating the release of his new record, Grandpa Metal, and it refers to an obstinate love of classic metal bands. But what's like new or more recent bands do you like or are you currently listening to?
Well, the song is really about Scott Ian being Grandpa Metal. Scott is Grandpa Metal. I still like new things, and I like, you know, I like Power Trip, and I like Havoc, and He Is Legend. They're all those bands have probably been bands for 10 years now, but at least the fact that I'm 53 and I'm aware of bands that are in their 20s and 30s says something, because Scott is not. He probably has never heard of any of those bands I mentioned unless he's been like on a festival with them.
Right.
And he wouldn't watch them because he hasn't liked any new music since 1992.
Well, I know that you for sure are always going out and checking out metal bands. I've seen you in the pit at many shows, and I mean, do you feel like, are you like, hey, I'm never going to stop going to shows?
Yeah, no, I'll never stop.
You still love it? I mean, like,
I do. The all day festivals are harder as you get older.
Yeah, and it's hot.
Yeah, just keeping up with that, and you gotta stay
stand.
Yeah, and you know, hydrated. Yeah, that's really important. You can't mix things.
I gotta tell you something. You're right.
You might have to bring extra underwear sometimes as you get older if you're combining whiskey and that kind of thing.
You know what I did the last time I went to? It was Knotfest, and it was so hot. I mean, I feel like it was so hot that I think they should have canceled the festival because it was so hot. And I brought this necklace fan, like an old lady. But I was like, everyone wanted to borrow it. I think that's like a new...
That's the one that they do out like San Bernardino, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll never go out there again because I went to one 10 years ago and I almost died.
Yeah.
I was in my 40s and I was like, I'm too old to come out for an all-day festival at San Bernardino. But
it does get hot. And they also, but you know, they celebrate how hot it was that day by setting the grass on fire at night at those shows.
Amazing.
It's Full Metal Jackie, Brian Posehn with us. Coming up next, we'll check out new music from Queller Talk. We'll hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. And we'll have more with Brian Posehn.
It's Full Metal Jackie. Comedian Brian Posehn on the show with us tonight. We're talking about his comedy and metal record, Grandpa Metal, which is out now. And comedians and metal bands have been touring together pretty regularly over the last several years. How do you envision a form of Grandpa Metal that could be presented live on stage?
Well, we've talked about doing we did a version of it on the Megadeth tour, or on the Megadeth cruise, the Mega Cruise, where Scott goes out and tells stories, and then I come out and tell a bunch of jokes and bring him back up, and then we do a couple of songs. We're talking about doing that kind of tour. As far as going out and me with a full band, and then the fact that I couldn't get all these guys to go out at once anyway, right, so it wouldn't be worth it. Like, if I could go out with Brendan Small and Joe Troman and Scott Ian and Joey Vera together as my band, I would do it, but that's not going to really happen. And again, back to the age, the idea of just me running around the stage for an entire hour, like, I get exhausted just telling my fart jokes for an hour, so, like, you know, the energy that it would take to be a band, you know, to be a front man too, you know.
Brian Posehn is with us, and I have to ask you, because you've just done so much in terms of, you know, writing and acting, what has been your most favorite thing that you've done, you know, your career to date?
Ugh. it's actually not that hard. Mr. Show, of all things, because I owe so many things to that, too. And the fact that then we did, with Bob and David a couple of years ago for Netflix, like that combined experience of working with those guys and doing, my sensibility, that show always represented what I thought was really funny. I mean, before I wrote on it, I was a fan of those two guys, and it's still the pinnacle of, for me, of sketch comedy.
Brian Posehn's Grandpa Metal is out now. Pick it up. And Brian, thank you so much for sitting down. It was great to see you.
Yeah, nice seeing you.
Stick around, because we've got more metal on the way.